All right, great to have you back with us. Very exciting day at the ballpark today as Elliot Ramos is up in the lineup hitting sixth in a good pitching matchup. Trevor Rogers and Anthony DeSclafani. A pleasure to bring in Adam Copeland. You can hear Copes with Tom Tolbert, 2 o'clock to 6, Monday through Friday, doing a great job. Adam, how are you this morning?
What's going on, guys? Beautiful opening weekend. And I was thinking about it today. I'm standing out in the Presidio right now. I'm looking out at the water. I'm out at the Presidio bowling alley standing in the parking lot. And I was thinking, seems like every year, opening day for the Giants on the Friday, you get that beautiful day. We were supposed to get a little bit cooler weather, but it's been a picturesque or picture-perfect opening weekend, I think, for the Giants as far as weather goes. And you're right, going to be an exciting one today, man. Elliot Ramos, that was a nice, pleasant surprise to wake up to.
Yeah, it's been a picture-perfect weekend and a pitcher-perfect weekend, too. They're not hitting the ball very much.
No, they're not. And I think that, you know, I don't know if that was absolutely expected, but it seemed like a lot of the beat writers and a lot of the national media were talking about that coming out of spring training. When you ramp up this quick in spring, I think a lot of times you think about getting pitchers healthy, making sure that they get their reps in, that they can get a feel for throwing strikes and find the strike zone. But then also it's about the hitters getting their timing, and sometimes that's what takes a little bit. So not a total surprise pitching is going to dominate the first part of the season, but you're right. Yesterday was an absolute pitcher's duel. Rodon was sharp. He was really, really good. I was out there, and he was throwing hard, and he was, I don't know that you'd say demonstrative, but he was energetic walking off the mound. Animated is probably the term I'd go with. And Pablo Lopez looked really good for the Marlins as well. So good pitching weekend, as you mentioned, and Giants get the rubber match today. Hopefully it's a win.
Boy, you know, it's great to have opening day and just the pomp and circumstance, and Woe got to do the flag, and Crawford got his gold glove yesterday, and Belt comes in on the boat with the captain's hat on. It just was an exciting time. And, you know, it's a new season. And I'm just curious, from your point of view, the buzz in the crowd, is it back? Because last year, remember, it took a little while to get everybody back, and the attendance wasn't great in September and all that, even with the Giants having this great season. What was it like out at the ballpark this weekend for you?
Well, Friday is always kind of a unique day. The actual home opener, the opening day, always has a different buzz because you get the diehards out there. It was a sellout. We had 40,000 plus. And then even yesterday, 38,000. The buzz yesterday was pretty good, and it seemed like there was a lot of people who were saying it was their first time back at the ballpark in a couple of years. So I know a lot of people were saying, you know, attendance at the end of last year wasn't as good as it should have been. It wasn't the golden years of Giants baseball where they were, what, they have like 250 or 350 consecutive sellouts or something. They were drawing $3 million a year. I don't know how it's going to go throughout this season. I know baseball oftentimes you get the big opening day and then you get a bit of a fall off. I will say this, Marty, and we've talked about this over the years. San Francisco is a baseball town. There's a hype around 49er football. There's always a hype in the Bay Area for Golden State Warrior basketball, and the playoffs are right around the corner. But there's something different about summertime in San Francisco, and when you move from the summer into the fall and you get those orange Octobers, things just feel a little bit different. I always feel like this is a baseball town, as evidenced by the big crowd on Friday and on Saturday. And I do think that you know, we talk about the lack of star power with this team. There are going to be some stars coming. Joey Bart is going to be a nice hitter. He's going to be a good player. Elliot Ramos, one of the most exciting things you can happen in baseball is acquiring a new player and getting your first look at, or getting a guy who you followed for a number of years coming up to the big league level, and we're going to get that with Ramos. So I'd say for anybody who's saying they're lacking star power, just kind of hold on for a minute, see what Rodon's going to do. Logan Webb is an emerging, probably an all-star, maybe a Cy Young candidate in this league. He's been fantastic. It was exciting this weekend, and I would anticipate it will continue that way. I think the real tell, Marty, is going to be when the Dodgers come to town. The first time we get the Dodgers back in San Francisco since Game 5, that's going to be a raucous evening.
Yeah, it's great baseball, and it's a lot to look forward to. And, of course, the Padres come in tomorrow night for three.
Yeah. And
we're going to get Darvish and Manaea in that series, and we're going to get Logan Webb on Wednesday, and Alex Cobb with the curveball in 97 on Tuesday, and Wood tomorrow with probably Nick Martinez. And how about that series?
Yeah, that's going to be a fun one. Also, because the Padres, they underachieved last year. And I've been saying this all offseason, Marty, and I don't know that you would agree. I think the biggest acquisition the Padres made all offseason was getting Bob Melvin as their manager. He's a respected manager. He's one of the smarter managers in all of baseball. And there's something said about it. I know a lot of teams want to go with the younger, analytics-driven guy. You know, they went with Jace Tingler and think a lot of people thought that was a bit of a surprise hire. And even without Fernando Tatis, it's a team that's got a pretty deep lineup. They did make some moves this offseason. They tried to bolster the rotation a little bit. We'll see how the back end of their bullpen shakes out with Denelson Lamet moving to the pen. He may get some save opportunities. But that's going to be a good little litmus test early in the season for the Giants against a team in the Padres that even if they don't go to the playoffs, they're going to be a tough out. It's a top-heavy division, but it's not two teams top-heavy. It's three teams top-heavy. And I don't anticipate the Diamondbacks are going to be as bad as they were. So the Padres, while we're not going to know exactly how good these teams are one series into the season, early games against division opponents are a big deal. And these are games – we saw how close the division was last year. You got to win series at home against teams in your division, especially play 500 ball on the road and you're in the mix. But an early Padres season – or an early Padres series, I should say. I don't know that it's going to act like a playoff series, but I expect there to be a little bit of buzz and some good baseball over the next 3 days.
I think so. And, of course, the closer now for the Padres is Tyler Rogers, twin brother Taylor Rogers. And, of course, Trevor Rogers is pitching today. So, you know, I'm trying to work that through all weekend. But, how about when Taylor Rogers – possibly as a save situation against his brother's team. How about that?
Yeah, that'll be pretty cool. I mean, it's cool to have the families in baseball anyway. You know, the Boones and the Bells are a couple of the big ones. Obviously, the Bonds were a great tandem, and the Griffies, the father-son duos. But it's pretty cool to have two twin brothers, a couple of twins who are in the same division. And the story for Tyler taking so long to get to the bigs while his brother Taylor was already at the big league level with Minnesota, that's got to be a little bit tough. And then he's had great levels of success. The funny line from Tyler Rogers, I heard Susan Slusser saying this to Murph and Mack the other day. I guess they asked him about when his brother got traded over from Minnesota last week. And he said, well, it's the best-looking division in baseball, the National League West. So I thought that was sort of funny that a couple of guys who look the exact same now join the best-looking division of baseball.
I love it. Boy, the youth movement, as Bill and Kerry were just talking about it. Well, Bart is up here. Beattie is here. I'm not sure what his status is. Ramos is here. Maybe Jelly will be here some point of this season. Most of the talent in this organization really is at A-ball, high A, and maybe a little bit at double A. So extra pressure on Ramos to kind of do what he's supposed to do and not get yo-yoed back and forth, because the way the Giants do it, they're so platoon crazy that unless a lefty's pitching, you may not see a lot of them. And I know there's an argument to let him play against everybody. What do you think?
Well, I think early on you want to put guys in a position to be successful, but I'm not saying this guy's Willie Mays, but don't forget how Willie Mays started his career and struggled and then hit the home run off Warren Spahn and then struggled again, but had to get the reps and had to get comfortable at the big league level. Look how long it took Joey Bart to get comfortable, and I thought he's looked okay. I know he had a wild pitch strikeout yesterday that ultimately led to a run, but I think he's looked pretty good behind the plate. He looks more comfortable, and maybe the pitch calm is a factor in that. Maybe he just is comfort in knowing that he's not having to sit behind Buster Posey, even though he's replacing a Hall of Famer. There's something to be said about getting a guy comfortable in situations that he's going to find success in. But also, the Giants have, you know, for all the platooning they do, they've proven and they've shown, I think, the fan base that if a guy is capable of hitting righties and lefties or shows success against the lefty and he's a left-handed hitter like Brandon Crawford, he's going to get the at-bats. Remember, Brandon Crawford at one point wasn't going to be in the lineup against the lefty a couple of years ago, and I think he made that known to Kapler that he wasn't real happy about that, and then he showed he could produce against left-handed pitching. Mike Yastrzemski is another guy who I think we're going to see a lot of. Even Darren Ruff, I think we're going to see against more righties this year. He was in there opening day and yesterday. So I think with a young guy, you want to put him in positions to be successful. I think they're careful with guys, but Gabe Kapler's big term, especially with young pitchers, guys like Doval, is when they struggle, he says, we have to have them touch the mound again. You got to wipe away that last outing and get back out there. We saw Doval struggle opening day and then get another opportunity yesterday. And while he didn't have his best stuff, he looked much better yesterday, and maybe that vaults him into another headspace or into a little bit better comfort zone. So I'm excited for Ramos. I don't think you need to keep kid gloves on him. He's kind of a rip the ball, run around with his hair on fire kind of player. So I think sometimes with those guys, you just let him go. You don't want him to make rookie mistakes. He needs to make some mistakes and learn. But also, I think you want him to be successful, and you don't want to hurt his confidence. And I think he's a guy who spent a number of years now in the minor leagues, was drafted at a very young age. We don't really know what guys like this are going to be like mentally when they come out of a country at such a young age. They leave home, and then they're professional baseball players. So this guy's gone through stuff at a young age that none of us can even imagine. I'm really, really excited about the opportunity he's going to get. And if he plays well and he hits and he's not making – you know, mental errors, there's a chance you're going to see him in the lineup more often than not.
Yeah, and his brother was a pro. Of course, his brother, I think someone said, maybe Bill said, it was playing in Korea. You know, there is a little bit of lineage in the family. Well, it's an exciting day. It is. And how about Di Sclafani? And, you know, I was talking about it this morning. You know, you look at what he accomplished last year. Of course, he couldn't beat the Dodgers. That was one issue for him. But everything else, he really came through for the Giants. And here he is, the number three starter this year.
I'm really excited about him. I always thought he was a very average pitcher, kind of a number five guy. I think we lose sometimes the importance. The number five guy in a rotation oftentimes is a replaceable guy. Sometimes it's a young player. Sometimes you get spot starts there and you cycle guys through that spot. I think we lose sometimes the focus on what a number three starter means to a rotation, a guy who can go out and give you – I know in today's baseball it's funny to say a guy who can give you five. But you know, Sclafani is one of those guys, a guy who can get through the lineup a couple of times. He's a veteran presence. He's not going to get rattled out there. And I know he struggled against the Dodgers. And I think he beat him at one point last year, had one good outing. But his ERA got inflated by a couple of those 9 and 10 run outings. I was really excited to see him back on the deal that he came back on, a multi-year contract. He's clearly found something, or the Giants found something with his release point or some effectiveness with his pitching when he came over a couple of years ago. He really, really, really helped them last year. And I anticipate he's going to be a big part of this rotation. They're going to need him to be because of the prowess of this rotation. That's the strength of the team. So the fact that he's in there at number three, I'd anticipate they're expecting big things from him, and I'm excited for him for this year.
Well, great, great analysis. I'd like to see him pitch with a lead. That's the key for me with all
starting
pitchers. Get these guys a lead, and things are going to look good. Adam, a pleasure having you on.
I thought he should have been an All-Star last year. I don't think you called it an absolute snub, but at the All-Star break, he was one of the top maybe 15 starters in all the National League. I thought definitely he should have gotten a nod and didn't get that opportunity. So hopefully, as you mentioned, they score some runs this week for him, or today for him, and get him an opportunity to pitch with a lead.
Yeah, pitch with a lead. That's the key for me today. Hey, great to have you on with us. We love having you on every Sunday, and love getting your perspective. So have a good day.
Always fun, Marty. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, that is Adam Copeland. More coming up. Kerry will chat with Extra Bags. Andy Baggerly coming up next right here on the Sports Leader.